This webcast is a service of SDPB. More information at sd.net.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We'll call Health and Human Services Committee to meeting to order. I'd like to welcome everyone in the room and anyone might be listening online. Just a quick reminder, make sure your cell phones are silenced or off so we don't have any disruptions. And get started right away. I will, before I start, I'll say that Senator Davis has a sick child, so she will not be here. So, but we'll move forward anyway, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. So I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senator Grove.
Aye.
Here.
Perry. Here.
Reed.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Voigt.
Here.
Davis, excused. Jensen?
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, Senator Reed moved to approve the minutes from the previous meeting, seconded by Senator Perry. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Thank you. The minutes are approved. I want to remind everyone, if you're going to testify, if you're a lobbyist, please have your proper credentials. If you're going to speak on your own behalf when you come to the microphone, please let us know that you are doing that, or if you're representing an organization. If you have any handouts, of course, please have the pages, distribute those for you. And then if you are going to testify, make sure that you have signed in on the roster. So with that, could I have the pages come forward and introduce yourself, your name, where you're from, if you have any future plans for school or what you're going to do. So go ahead.
Hello, I'm Eliza Potter. I'm from Garrettson, South Dakota.
Any plans for your...
Oh, yes. Sorry. I'm going to South Dakota School of Mines for bio and chem.
Good morning. My name is Chloe Heerman. I'm a senior at Brookings High School, and I'm not sure what I'm doing in the future.
Yeah, I'm still not sure either. when I grow up, I'll be there. So, thank you very much. Any personal privileges from the committee? No, seeing none. We'll go ahead and get started with the first bill. We have Senate Bill 139 to revise death reporting requirements. Do you have any proponent testimony? Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Kyle Shanefish, Senator for District 19. I am here today on SB 139 on behalf of the South Dakota Funeral Directors Association. They brought this language, which would clean up a reporting requirement for the Office of Vital Records. The report is what the Office of Vital Records issues for death certificates each month to that funeral home. The funeral homes then send the report back, what is batched to them, essentially a report of a report. If any corrections are required, they cannot be done electronically. They have to be done by hand. The Department of Health has informed the association that they are getting a new system that will be live in June and want to work on this together. Our hope is that this can be resolved prior to session next year, and if we can't resolve it, then we can return next year with language to address any lingering issues. We thank the Department of Health for being willing to fix these issues, and because of this, we are just going to ask the table to table the bill. Thank you.
And thank you, Senator. Sponsor of the bill requests, do we table the bill? Do we have a motion to table? Senator Reed moves to table, seconded by Senator Perry. This is a non-debatable. So Senate Bill 139, if I have my right numbers right, is tabled. Is that the right number?
You still have to call the roll call.
Oh, you still have to call. Okay. I thought, okay. Sorry.
Non-debatable, but roll call.
Okay. I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senator Grove.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Reed.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Voigt.
Aye.
Davis, excused. Jensen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, we have 6 yeas and 1 excused.
Thank you. So Senate Bill 139 is placed on the table. Thank you. With the next bill, this is prime sponsor is Senator Davis. Senator Davis's child is very ill, so she's not here today, but she has requested that Mr. Tim Doherty bring the bill to us, and if you would So the bill is Senate Bill 110, revised licensure and supervision requirements for physical therapists and physical therapist assistants. Do we have any proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name's Tim Doherty. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota chapter of the American Physical Therapy Association. And on behalf of the association, I'm here today in support of Senate Bill 110. Before I proceed with my comments regarding the bill, Mr. Chair, there's an amendment that's been posted online. I would request that the amendment be moved so that I can discuss the bill with the amendment.
Senator Smith moves to 110A amendment.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Reed. Any discussion? No, I didn't think so. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, so you may speak to House or Senate Bill 110A as amended. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Also, I just want to preface my remarks by thanking Senator Davis for sponsoring this bill and wishing her child good health soon. Senate Bill 110 updates the licensure and supervision requirements for physical therapists and physical therapist assistants. Sections 1 through 3 update the education and examination standards for a licensed practice as a physical therapist and a physical therapist assistant. These proposed changes are recommended by the South Dakota Board of Physical Therapy, which is the board that regulates the practice of physical therapy in South Dakota, and they're consistent with the current licensure standards as set forth in the Model Practice Act published by the Federation of State Boards of Physical Therapy. Sections 4 and 5 update the standards for supervision of physical therapist assistants. The current standards in South Dakota law for the supervision of physical therapist assistants by physical therapists are more restrictive than the supervision standards established by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. And so the proposed changes are intended to align our standards for supervision with the current CMS standards. These changes will improve access to physical therapy services, especially in rural areas. Senate Bill 110 does not expand the scope of practice of physical therapy. It does not impose any new restrictions or regulations on the practice of physical therapy, and it does not expand the rulemaking authority of the Board of Physical Therapy. It's simply a bill to put our statutes more in line with the current day practices. So with that, Mr. Chair, there are a couple other persons here to testify on behalf of the bill. They're a physical therapist and a physical therapist assistant. So I thank the committee for your time. I hope you'll support the bill, and I stand by for any questions.
Thank you. Any other proponent testimony? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Thank you for hearing our testimony today. My name is Kristen Fox. I'm a physical therapist and owner of a private practice in Madison, South Dakota. And just here to, again, speak in support of Senate Bill 110 as amended. Like Mr. Doherty said, the primary premise of this bill is just to help bring some of the current language up to date with the current standards of practice set by CMS, set by the Federation of State Boards, and our new licensure board, the South Dakota Board of Physical Therapy, that went into effect in 2023. I'd like to speak primarily to the, I guess, practicality of this in requiring the co-treatment or physical therapist visit every 10 visits. This is a part of Section 5, of the bill. you know, in most clinic settings, like the clinic setting I work in, this isn't so much an issue, but in more of our rural state or portions of the state, you know, you go to Belfouche where maybe the physical therapist is traveling 50, 60 miles to get to a facility to perform these visits. This can be burdensome and can sometimes limit access to care in those more rural parts of our state. It also can be limiting in specific treatment settings like inpatient rehab where people are seen maybe twice a day. So each of those visits is counted as a visit. So the physical therapist is having to be there, you know, maybe every second or third day. So this just helps, again, align with the current Medicare guidelines and helps improve access really in the most rural parts of our state. I will stand by for questions and I thank you guys for your time.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony? Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Daryl Lanky. I am a physical therapist assistant out of Watertown, South Dakota, and I'm here in support of SB 110A. I'm going to kind of talk about Section 4 and 5. Section 4 is more of like a kind of protection to the public. It doesn't allow a physical therapist to have more than two PTAs under him or her. So that would keep from like a private practicing, having one physical therapist and 16 or more PTAs under them just for the cost effectiveness. Also, it allows, if a PT is going to be gone, it allows them to delegate their supervision to another PT that's going to be either in the clinic or available through communications on there. And to just kind of go on top of what Kristen said for Section 5, currently South Dakota is way more restrictive than Medicare or the FSB PT's standards. I work in a private practice, and the PTs are right there with us every day, but in a lot of other places, like if a patient is seen twice a day, if they're evaluated on Monday, they get seen again that day. The PT would have to see them again already on Wednesday, meaning that PT would have to be seeing them maybe over another eval that a person, that another PT could see. So one of them would have to be seen and one would have to wait in like a skilled nursing setting or an acute care setting. Yeah, so that's Section 4 and 5. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony? Do we have any opponent testimony? Okay, seeing none, there's no need for a rebuttal. So we move to committee questions. I do have one, and maybe for you. Thank you. A few years ago, we approved dry needling. Can an assistant do that, or is that only for the physical therapist?
Currently, that is only for the physical therapist.
Easy question, easy answer.
Yes.
Just wanted
Sorry.
To make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Okay, seeing none, we'll close questions and open up to committee action and or discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Reed.
I move due pass on Senate Bill 110 as amended.
Okay. Second. We have Senator Reed moves due pass on Senate Bill 110 as amended, seconded by Senator Smith. Any discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Looks like, you know, we're just modernizing the statute and then also how it will help with access, you know, for patients.
Okay, good. Any other comments? So the motion before us is about from Senator Reed is do pass on Senate Bill 110A as amended, seconded by Senator Smith. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Ask Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Grove.
Aye.
Harry?
Aye.
Reed?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Voigt?
Aye.
Davis excused. Jensen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, we have six yeas and one excused.
Okay, thank you. So Senate Bill 110A has with a due pass recommendation. Is there any concern about consent on this? So we will certify Senate Bill 110 as amended for, lost the word, consent. Sorry about that. My brain got ahead of my mouth. Okay. Any other business of the committee? Seeing none, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn. Senator Perry moves to adjourn. Seconded by Senator Voigt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Thank you. We are adjourned.